Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 22nd of November 2015, Sunday, Aliens, Exiles and Pilgrims, titled Aliens, Exiles and Pilgrims. Before we start, I've just included another foundational scripture that is permanently, I want to put it there, that is Mark 16:17, which says that these signs will accompany those who believe. By using my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. Now, cast out demons is a critical thing. Many have lost this or not taught this or confused. Therefore, fear is a spirit. Anger is a spirit. Now, we have a natural anger that well up in our hearts. But when you continue with that, a spirit of anger will enter, or a spirit of anger will tempt our hearts to get angry. Now, there are various spiritual demons that devil wants to destroy our souls, will begin to do this, destroy our lives. Therefore, casting out evil spirits, unnecessary, whenever you sense it, something happening, fear, confusion. If confusion, you must check. If confusion, you must check whether self-seeking and envy is there. When God says confusion is there, means self-seeking is there. Something you're holding on to. When you're holding on to something, confusion will not go because you're only round and round. When you surrender to Jesus Christ, whatever you are thinking of, that you're desiring or needing or whatever, you surrender to Jesus Christ and say, let your will be done, only then confusion will go. Otherwise, the spirit of confusion will not leave. A spirit of confusion has a right into our souls, into our heart, into our bodies. If we keep on self-seeking, I want this, I want this. Self-seeking, what I want only. Not God-seeking, self-seeking. There's a segment I've done on God-seeking and not self-seeking. Please go and listen to that. That will explain more. But any case, there are certain ways when you cast out the evil spirit, it doesn't go, means coming back. You have to check the foothold. You have to examine ourselves. That is a foundational scripture here. You have to examine ourselves and evaluate ourselves. Now, all these are foundational scriptures. Put this will change your life. Every day, meditate on the scriptures, including today, from today, meditate on casting out evil spirits in Jesus Christ's name. And they'll go because it is His name. They'll not go because you are powerful, I am powerful. They will go because it is Jesus Christ's name and they'll have to go. Now, and if they're not going, that means there's a foothold there. You have given a foothold, you have to examine the foothold. Because Jesus said, do not give the devil a foothold. He's walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, who swallow. Jesus saying this. So please, brothers and sisters, that use that daily also. Amen. Now, the power of Christ daily today, aliens, exiles and pilgrims. 1 Peter 2, 10 to 12, I'm reading. I'm reading for Amplified. Once you were not a people at all, but now you are God's people. Remember this, brothers and sisters. We are God's people. We are Christians. We have become God's people through Christ. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Very important factor. Once we have not received mercy, Apostle Peter saying that, look, you were not once God's people, now you are God's people. Now, when he's telling this, Peter, you know, he's ministering to the even the Jews. Why is that he's not God's people? It's a very amazing thing. Because when people don't obey God, they're not God's people. So they may be Jews, they may say they're so chosen by God and all that. Yes, but there are many Jews who are actually following Satan. So they're not God's people. There are Jews who follow Satan, who follow one world order, they follow all that. That's a smaller group. That's what Jesus says many times, that the Bible says, all Israel is not of Israel, or all Israel is not of God. All Israel is not of God. Just because they term themselves to be Jews, and then tell us, you know, all kinds of things, I have to deal with it one day, because they defocus us from Christ into looking at the Jews and the Jerusalem and all that. In Christ, Jesus says, there's no Jew or Gentile, no Jew or unbeliever. There's only one, Christian. So, keep our eyes focused on this. We love all. Love all. Even our enemies, we love all. Because God will say He'll deal with enemies. He doesn't want His children getting involved in this embroil. We just love all. To be sons of the Most High God, we love all. But don't keep falling for these so-called prophets and prophetesses. Keep on focusing you onto something else. If they are not focusing you onto Jesus Christ, you know they are not prophets of Jesus Christ. They're having an agenda, a self-seeking agenda. They want to turn your mind away from Jesus and into Jerusalem and all that. They will tell you, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Look, that's out of context. But then they'll tell you, pray for the peace of Jerusalem and you'll be blessed. And so people start praying for the peace of Jerusalem. Why? Self-seeking blessing. Blessing, self-seeking. So you begin to pray for Jerusalem. You pray. I'm not telling you not to pray. You pray if you can. But do not make it a doctrine. The doctrine is simple. Go to Jesus and by faith believing in Jesus Christ and your faith in Jesus Christ, you want to confess your sins, you want to live a holy life by using His power, by casting out evil spirits and all that, and He will save you. The faith in Jesus will save you. If not, He will save you because you prayed for Jerusalem or didn't pray for Jerusalem. So brothers and sisters, better understand this. There are more important things to keep a holy conduct than to just pray for this and pray for that. So more importantly, you have to present your soul as a chaste virgin to Christ. Let there be no lies found in us. Let there be no sin found in us. Because when you go to Jesus Christ, He washes us with His blood. But to wash us with His blood, we must be prepared to confess and say we are wrong. If you're not confessing you're wrong, how to wash? So even if you confess your sins, He is faithful to forgive. That's what the Bible says. So we must confess. When we know we have done wrong, confess and change and don't do the right thing. Now here it says, once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. So even this prayer for anything you're praying, check your reasoning, your intention. God goes by your intention. What's the intention in your heart? To get blessing only? Brothers and sisters, this is critical. Some may not like what I'm saying here, but that's the word of God. So don't take, people are taking one word of God and begin to make a big doctrine out of it. The only doctrine first is this, the good news. Go to Jesus, He wipe our sins and He'll make us, and He will mold us and change us through the Holy Spirit. And day by day, we're getting the present in the soul as chaste virgin to Christ, and He will take us home. He's coming. He is coming for us. That's our faith and hope, and that's our mercy for us. And 17:11 he says, this 2 Peter, 1 Peter 2:11. Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers. Today, the title is Aliens, Exiles and Pilgrims. Why I put that is, some versions will say aliens, some versions say exiles, some versions say pilgrims. But many versions say aliens and strangers, or aliens and pilgrims, or strangers and pilgrims. So it will be a mixture of this. Why I put that, aliens, exiles and pilgrims. Oh, they talk about aliens are coming. We are the aliens here. How about that? Oh, look for this alien, UFO is coming, UFOs in the sky, all that. Yeah, demonic forces can come with great signs and wonders. Better remember. They'll say, no, alien from another world is coming and all that, these brothers will tell you. But remember this, the fallen angels can come with great signs and wonders and deceiving the very elect if it were possible. Elect is us. Elect if it were possible. Now, you are God's people. Don't fall for this. We are the aliens. We are not supposed to be here. We are here as pilgrims. We are here as ambassadors of Christ. It is not our home. We are exiles here. We are here to do a work and go home. We are waiting for Jesus Christ to pick us and take us home. You know, in the air, we'll meet Him. In the air, we'll meet Him. I had a segment before. The dead in Christ will rise, and then we will rise. Those who are alive will rise and meet the Lord in the air. Because we are, this is not our home. And then we'll come back with Christ to rule, co-rule, co-rule, co-rule this place. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Behold, I heard you as aliens and strangers. And some versions will say, I beg you. Apostle Peter, you know, is begging us. Peter, the apostle, is begging us, I beg you as aliens and strangers in this world to abstain from the sensual urges, those dishonorable desires that wage war against the soul. You see, sensual urges or immoral urges or whatever, or lust, some version will say lust of the world, everybody will think only sexual lust. No, it's more than that. Any dishonorable desire is a lust. It's a lusting after it. You're going after it on and on and on. You're not giving up. You're just going on. I must have this house. I must have this house. I must have this house. I'll pray to 24-hour praying and all that for a house. not for salvation for yourself, not for your families, not for the others, not to be presenting your soul as a chaste virgin to Christ. People are not praying for that. If 24 hours we pray that we present, Lord, make me present our soul, my soul as a chaste virgin unto you. I want to be holy. That prayer is hardly anybody praying. Everybody is praying what? Mostly, I want this, I want that, I want this, right? Now, all that God said, seek the kingdom of God and righteousness first, and all this will be added. Yes, God knows we need a house to live in. God knows. God knows. God didn't say, I'll give you a house to buy. Some people have to rent. Some people have to rent. So you do not focus on these things. It will come. What God gives, we're grateful. But he'll never let his children bake bread. I guarantee you that, because the guarantee is from the Bible. He will never allow his children to bake bread. But now Apostle Paul, urging us, begging us as aliens and strangers and pilgrims in the world to abstain from sensual urges, dishonorable desires. He says abstain from them. Don't get near them. Don't get involved. Why? These dishonorable desires or sensual urges or lusts of the world will wage war against your soul. They wage war. They fight against your soul. So Apostle Peter is begging us, don't be abstain from dishonorable desires. Don't not all desires, because our heart desires, we want our desires that God wants for us and puts us in the heart, and that is the honorable desire. Whatever carnally we want, whatever carnally we desiring, it becomes a dishonorable desire because it will wage war against your own soul. That is why Peter is begging us, please don't, I beg you, do not allow, abstain from sensual urges, abstain from dishonorable desires, that any desire that is not in line with the word of God is dishonorable. Any desire, but wanting a house should be in line with the word of God. Yes, wanting a house, what's the intention? Yes, but have you settled the other things God wants you to desire first? Desire holiness, desire to go home, desire to serve others, desire to love God with all your heart, mind, soul and strength, and desire to love your neighbor as yourself, and desire to love your enemy even by the power of Jesus Christ, desire to cast out evil spirits, desire to seek the kingdom of God and righteousness first, and all this will add it. Have you desired those things? Or you hopped across everything else and jumped in front and say, house, renovate my house, oh, best school. God said, do not be friendship with the world. Friendship with the world means your enmity with God. There's another scripture. Brothers and sisters, the teaching you have been taught all this while, here and there, have they produced scripture to back it up? But they back it up, then follow that. If they don't back it up, I'm backing up with scripture. You better follow scripture. Don't follow me. I mean, I'm a man. Who knows when God wants me home? Finished. So, no one knows. So now you please follow scripture. You're listening to this, and they'll give you freedom, you know. They'll give you peace and joy. Now he goes on to say, in 12, keep your behavior excellent among the unsaved Gentiles. Conduct yourself honorably with graciousness and integrity. Wow. In truth, you know, and fairness and justice and righteousness, graciousness and righteousness. Integrity means not cheating and all that. Oh, don't take them for advantage. Do the best. Do more than that. God said when somebody takes one shirt, you get the inner garment also. Why? We want to be gracious and integrity with these people. So that for whatever reason they may slander you as evildoers. Sometimes they still slander our children of God as evildoers when they didn't do anything. Why? Dark and lightness. Light. Dark and light. Light is in our children of God and darkness in them, because they do not know. We were all dark. I was in darkness, complete darkness. So in that condition, they begin to slander. Now, I have slandered people. So now, before I come to the Lord, yet by observing your good deeds, they may instead come to glorify God in the day of visitation, when he looks upon them mercy. We want to have a good conduct so they know we have belonged to Jesus Christ. Our good conduct must reflect that we belong to Jesus Christ. So brothers and sisters, today, Apostle Peter is begging us, do not go after the world. Do not follow all these. You are aliens and strangers. Act like aliens, strangers and pilgrims. We are not of this world, although we are in this world. Jesus Christ told his disciples, you are not of this world, though you are in the world. So do not act as people of this world. We have to act as people of God. people of God who have a great promise and a hope that we will become co-rulers with Jesus Christ. When He comes, He will take us up. That must be a hope. That must be a desire. That must be a wanting. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, put this desire in each one of us who are listening to this, Lord. Each one of us, that we will desire You so much. Desire Jesus Christ so much that everything else fades away. Everything else fades away. And we desire You so much that whatever lack we feel around us, we don't even sense it. We don't even feel it. Because we have more than enough in our lives. We, Lord Jesus, when You give us, we'll use this for furtherance of the kingdom. For furtherance of the kingdom. Whatever money You give us, we furtherance of the kingdom. To bring the good news to others who do not have peace. Who do not have righteousness, peace and joy, will bring this. Make us, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask You, Lord, Holy Spirit, make each one of us be the salt and light, be the kind of child we ought to be on earth as aliens and exiles and pilgrims, to be that, as strangers in this world. We are strangers. We are not going to be partying with this world. We are in the world, but we'll be salt and light of this world. Lord Jesus, make us that. In Jesus' name I pray. Brothers and sisters, this is the desire we must have. And when we have this desire, everything else you'll be understanding, you know, the relationship with others will be fantastic. You'll have love for all, and then they will start loving you. And then this love matters, because you'll have righteousness, peace and joy. You are in joy. Having another house or another car, a better car, yes, you need it, God will give it to you. But don't be the focus of your life. That shouldn't be the focus of our lives. Our focus of our life must be Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God, the husband of our soul. In Jesus' name I pray, Amen.